at B96 Chicago. We are streaming the show live on Instagram, so you can see Moog and Carla Mornings as well.
Yeah.
In B96. And I want to know, at 877-591-9696, when was the last time you got into a fight as an adult? Please call and share the story, because mine almost happened last night.
Like, define fight, because I mean, people can get in scream matches.
I yelled at someone's kid, and then the dad got mad at me.
Oh, why would you do that?
Now, hold on, let me explain myself, and I think the parentals, hopefully will understand, hopefully you'll understand too. So, we went to one of the parks, I won't say which park.
Because it's your neighborhood park, okay.
Sure, on the north side.
Yeah.
And because of what happened. it was a long day, and then I went and picked my daughter up from daycare, and then we were like, let's go to the park. Splash pad was on.
Sure.
She loves the splash pad. She loves to just walk around and, you know, all the little tots do.
You have a toddler. She's 2 years old. She wants to play.
And
so far, so good.
So far, so good. We're just having a time, right? And this little kid, probably around, if I had to put a number on it, I'd probably say 7.
Okay, so a child.
Rides his bike into the splash pad. Just kind of comes out of nowhere into the splash pad and is driving in a circle. And me and my wife look at each other like, eh. Where's this kid's parents? Because there's all these little kids in the splash pad.
Yeah.
And before I knew it, this kid, because of the water that was spraying out of the thing, had his eyes closed and mows over my daughter and knocks her down with his bike. And so, here I come. I just couldn't help myself. And I didn't hurt this kid, for the record. I said, hey, really loudly. And spooked the kid.
Yeah.
And I said, you can't be riding your bike in this area. This is all little kids in here. And he took his bike and ran away.
Right.
And I was making sure that my daughter was okay. She's like screaming, crying. She scraped up her knee. She got blasted by this kid on the bike.
It really
upset me.
No, I understand, because like that's your daughter. She just got hurt.
And now I want to be clear. I didn't swear at this kid. I said, hey, twice.
Hey.
And I think, I know you see me and you see such kind, light eyes. I think this kid saw like darkness. I think he saw a big scary man who was upset.
Well, you are big scary man
when you're seven. Yeah. And that's not, I'm not, that's not a flex, by the way. So anyway, a few minutes later, Dahlia, my daughter, she's okay. And my wife says, hey, that kid is like sobbing, crying. And I was like, oh, no. Now I feel bad that this kid is crying.
Because he's a kid, you know? So, like, I think in a 7-year-old's brain, you don't think, oh, there are small children here. I should not ride my bike.
It wasn't malicious.
Yeah.
But I did need to interject. He hurt my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let me walk over there. I see he's talking to his dad. And so, like, I'm going to go.
First things first, how tall is his dad? Can we size him up?
Taller than I am.
Okay.
But he wasn't, like, scary.
Okay.
Like, I could take him. I figured that. I could probably take him. So I walk over there and I go, hey, I just want to let you know that my daughter, she's okay. Everything's fine. Just, it would be nice if you didn't ride your bike through the splash pad.
Yeah.
And the dad gets heated. And the dad was like, did you yell at my kid? And I go, hey, your kid ran my daughter over with his bike. And he's like, but it's not your kid. It's not your kid to yell at. And so he got heated. And I was like, okay. All right.
How did you respond to this?
I said, tell your kid then not to ride his bike into the splash pad. There are lots of little kids over there. And it sounded like it was going to get heated. It de-escalated. The kid cried for a little while.
Yeah.
And then before I knew it, he was bouncing on some other toy.
Right.
Something on the playground.
Kids always be bouncing back.
Yeah. But I was like, man, this could have gone to blows.
Do you have ops now?
I might. Yeah, probably do in this life. And I thought, I'm glad that it didn't turn into a physical altercation. I don't want that. I'm sure this guy doesn't want that. You're out there with your kids. You're not looking to get into fights with people. But, it did upset him that somebody else would yell at his kid. But also, watch your kid.
Right. Your kid ran over my kid.
Yeah. And you were at the swings with your other kid. Now, I understand it's hard when you got two kids.
Right?
But, like, come on now.
I get you being upset because that's your little girl. Like, trust me, I do. But I also understand the dad being like, why are you yelling at my kid when he's just a kid that's playing on the playground?
Now try having your two and a half year old daughter over by some bike.
No, I don't know, but I'm trying to see both sides.
Yeah, no, it's all none of it's good. None of it's good. And the kid didn't mean any harm.
I know.
Just a bad situation. My daughter's okay. His kid's okay. He's okay. We all moved on with our lives. We didn't shake hands and kiss and make up.
No, but
it just sort of ended. But yeah. So we didn't fight. But I was like, oh damn, there's a chance that this would have been a fight. Now that would have been such. I was like, I always think of, like, what's. I could tell the story on the radio. If it had been a fight, it would have been a cooler story.
Right.
And I'm sorry that it wasn't.
Actually, I think it would have been a fight. I don't know if you would have wanted to tell it on the radio.
I would. You know what? I feel more comfortable telling you and the people of Chicago stories than, like, my own family.
Oh, okay. Hey, like, that's good. Yeah. You trust
I have no shame. If I got beat up, I would come in and go, I got beat up. I'm down bad. 877-591-9696. When did you get in a fight as an adult? Would love to hear your story right now. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96. We want to know, when's the last time that you got into a fight as an adult? 877-591-9696. Nick in Chicago, you got in a fight inside a Walgreens, huh?
I did. And I wasn't going to tell anybody about this because I'm 50 years old. And you just don't want, just not something you would share. So why not share it with the whole city of Chicago?
Was this a recent fight inside of Walgreens?
Yeah, it was a couple Saturdays ago at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I went there to get some dog food and treats for my dog. Just a normal day. Mm-hmm. It was right over on North Avenue and Western. So we don't have a lot of static over there, right? It's pretty, everybody's always, But I'm in Walgreens. We're all standing in a long line, and this guy is, like, walking through and just goes up to the shelf and just starts stealing things, put things in his bag.
Oh, no.
USB cards or something. And the staff sees him, and the staff is this little Mexican lady. And she's, like, trying to grab the back from him, saying, no, you can't take that stuff. And then he pulls out a weapon, which looked like a knife.
Oh, boy.
And I'm standing right there. I'm, like, 2 feet away. And I'm like, uh-oh. And he starts saying he's going to kill. I'll kill you.
All right.
I'm like, look, you need to put the weapon down.
This is intense.
So you're trying to step in to de-escalate this because you don't want anything to happen to the worker. I mean, they're just clocked in.
Right.
Right. I was going to mind my own business. This was a shoplifting thing. But when he pulled out the weapon and started saying he's going to kill everybody.
Yeah.
And I'm standing right there. That's when I'm like, uh-oh. So we go. So me and him start, I'm like facing him, and I pushed her she stepped to the side. I'm like getting all worked up even telling a story. It was like,
careful. Don't swear while you're telling this story. Just do us that favor. But so you ended up in a physical fight with this guy?
Right. So he's threatening to kill me, but it wasn't a knife. It was a corkscrew he had in his hand. It's a weapon, and if he gets you in the neck, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm walking him out the store. I got everybody following me, and I'm like, you need to put the weapon down. And he's like, let me go, or I'll kill you. I'm like, well, you're not going anywhere. The cops are coming. You're going to jail today. And he went and come at me with the swing at me with the weapon.
Yeah.
I threw a leg kick, and his leg went flying in the air, and then he landed on his back.
Damn.
And then I got on top of him, grabbed him by the hair, and we held him there until the cops showed up.
Wow. That's commitment.
Let me just say that you told that story so, like, vividly.
Yeah.
I feel like I was in the cash register line with you.
And you won the fight.
Apparently,
yes. That's what it's about. And you were the hero that saved the day. I'm glad you were there for those cash, for the cashier or whoever the employees there were at Walgreens, because that's a scary situation. And you know what? I've worked in retail, and the pressure that you get about loss prevention is so annoying, because you're like, you're like, you're a big corporation and you're willing to put me in this dangerous situation and you want me to confront people who are stealing things. By the way, if I worked in retail again today at the adult age I am now, I would say have fun with whatever it is that you take.
You could steal anything from me because I'm not risking my life.
When I was a teenager, they would be like, confront them. Yeah. And so, and then if you didn't, you'd get in trouble.
This guy went from retail theft to multiple felonies with the weapon.
Oh, he's put away for a little bit.
Yeah, well, the police show up, and I love the Chicago police. They're wonderful people.
Yeah.
And they show up, and they're like, good job. He's going to jail, and a detective will be in touch with you. I'm like, so now they want me to go and testify and all that.
What a mess.
Yeah, it's a lot.
What a mess. This is quite the fight. All right. We got to run, Nick, but thank you so much for sharing that story, and thanks for being the hero that day.
Yeah, you really helped the staff out that day. I'm sure it was a little bit scary for the workers.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
I've listened to you guys my whole life. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Thanks for listening.
All right, Nick, have a great day. Real quick, we'll take Christina in Bolingbrook, who, this conversation about when did you get into a fight happened because of an incident that happened at the park where I had to raise my voice at somebody else's kid because their kid ran over my daughter with their bike.
And then their parent raised their voice at you.
Yeah, it turned into a whole mess. Now, Christina in Bolingbrook, you've done that. It's gone down at the park for you too, huh?
It has. Never physical, like you said, but you have kids, especially you have teenagers that'll go to the park, like the older kids, and they're not paying attention to the younger kids that are going down the slides and everything, and either the parents aren't there or they're not paying attention, they're on their phone usually.
Yeah.
And I work in the school bus industry, so I'm around kids all the time, and it used to be old school, it was the village that raised kids. Another mom in the neighborhood, you have to say something to correct them. You yell at him a little. It sounded like you were just saying, hey, to get their attention so you could correct them. There shouldn't be anything wrong with that. Even teachers in the school nowadays.
Yeah, and now it's met with, like, don't talk to my kid. You know what? That's a good point.
Right. And they're growing up. Kids are kids. Like you said, it's going to happen. But sometimes it takes another adult to do that. And it shouldn't be the mentality of, oh, you yelled at my kid. No.
Well,
kids so they grow up to be a human being.
You make a good point. And not to say that I'm completely immune to this. Usually when I'm at the... I have a very young child also, so I can't just, like, be on my phone in the same way.
Yeah.
If you have, like, an 8 or 9-year-old, they can kind of run around and do their own thing, and you can scroll while you're at the park. Yep. But there is a lot of, like, parents are completely checked out in situations where you're like, hey, could you watch your kid?
I'm really curious.
Yeah, my kids are grown now, but yeah.
Christina, when's the last time that you had to, I guess, parent someone else's kid? Like, can you remember?
So I just did this summer. My youngest is 16, but he has autism. And at the pool, the lifeguards are almost kids themselves. They try really hard, but not all the kids listen. And you'll have kids throwing footballs or splashing around, you know, horsing around, which I get it. They're kids. And then you correct them and, you know, try to give, you know.
And then 2 minutes later, they're back at it.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? Thank you for being part of the village.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
I wish everybody else would too.
Yeah. Well, have a great day, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
Love you too, Christina. You know, Mo, I do wonder if the day ever comes that somebody talks to your kid and tells them what to do, if you what your energy is going to be like.
I guess it depends on what my kid does.
Okay. Your kid ran over another little kid?
I would apologize to the parent on behalf of my kid.
You're a good guy.